I want to say welcome to the Bold Christian Ministry. This is an online fellowship where we gather to basically look at the Word of God together. I want to thank God that you're able to make it today, and I want to believe that God, in His mercies, will reveal Himself more to us through His Word, in Jesus' name. Today we will be spending a few moments to pray to God and pray for the fellowship, the Bold Christian Ministry, that God will perfect all that concerns it. And of course, if you are just joining us, welcome, I say to you. Like I did said earlier on, of course, it's a fair weather, and I want to believe that our day is going good. Of course, we will be, in spite of the challenges, of course, God is still faithful to us. God is still good to us, and is in Him our privileges. So I want to believe God will perfect all that concerns us, and will bless us all in Jesus' name. I want to spend a little bit of a time, just to some few minutes, to thank God for the ministry that He has established, the Bold Christian Ministry. We're going to close our eyes as we pray together that God will perfect everything that concerns this ministry, the Bold Christian Ministry, and its programs, the Upper Room program and the Family Essence program. That God will perfect everything that concerns us. Let's pray and commit the fellowship into the hands of God, that God will bless the Bold Christian Ministry, that God will enlarge its course according to His own desires, according to His own will, and God will perfect everything that concerns it in Jesus' name. Let's spend just a few moments to thank God for how thus far God has helped us, and how thus far God has been blessing our lives from different quarters. Let's appreciate God that the faithfulness of God and His blessings will not cease in our lives in Jesus' name. That the grace to continue in our journey of faith with God, that God will increase our faith in Him, and will help us to trust Him to the very end in Jesus' name. That as we run in the race, that God will equip us with everything that we need in order to run in the race. Paul the Apostle said in his letter to one of the churches that so run that ye may obtain. So run that ye may obtain. Let us pray that God will bless our lives in Jesus' name, that God will bless the Bold Christian Ministries as well in Jesus' name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for today. We bless your name for making it possible for us to be gathered again in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for caring for us, our going out, our coming in, anywhere we find ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for your sustenance. Thank you, Lord, for enlarging our coasts. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us on all sides. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from evil. Thank you, Lord, for keeping our faith strong in you each day. We give you our praise. Be exalted in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry, the Bold Christian Ministry that you have established already. Thank you, Lord, for its programs, the Family Essence and the Upper Room program. Thank you, Lord, for how thus far you've helped us. Lord, we give you our praise. Be exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we are praying, we ask it, oh God, that more of your grace, more of your blessings, more of your power you give unto us in Jesus' name. We're praying, we ask it, oh God, that as we continue in the journey of our faith in you, we pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to be able to navigate in this journey in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for we know it is done. We give you our praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for joining us on Family Essence today. Of course, for those who are listening to the sound of my voice, it's always a privilege to be in the presence of God and to, you know, learn in His words. I mean, His words are new every morning. And I want to believe that as we've come along today, the Lord God Almighty will bless our lives in Jesus' name. All right. Well, we'll be looking at another subject today on Family Essence, which talks about our faith. Basically, we'll be looking at a few parts of your scriptures. And of course, there is a charge I want to put to us today, basically. And I want us to take the Word of God as something that is, sometimes you get familiar with the Word of God and then it seems those words doesn't really, I don't want to say trivialize, but the Word of God is quick and powerful. That's the Word of God. It's new, it's fresh, it's new every morning. It's always new, always new. Even when you feel you've gotten a handle of something and then you see a new dimension of that word and you go like, oh my God, this is a fresh, you know, revelation. It's always new every morning. So the subject before us today is beyond salvation. And it's important for us to understand that the concept of salvation being delivered to us through Jesus Christ, which, you know, talks about our faith, it talks about our belief in Christ's resurrection, and it talks about a lot of some other aspect of the gospel as it is. And it's a very broad subject. So we're looking at beyond salvation today. And the charge I want to put to us today is don't retire at salvation. Do not retire at salvation. Of course, the Bible talks about the hope of eternal life, talks about, the wealth in righteousness. It talks about the list so much that we are unable, we would not be able to, you know, exhausted, talks about eternal life, talks about, you know, some other aspect of the doctrine that Christ put forward when he declared his mission statement, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So the charge is don't retire at salvation. Now, we find out that in the world we live today, there are different things going on. So basically, it's a war of faith. And it's a war of doctrine, the war of faith and doctrine. And in our walk with God, we'll discover that having salvation, saying that, you know, sometimes when you meet someone, maybe at the park or at a workplace, and then you kind of ask them, okay, what religion are you? Are you a Christian or you are? And the person tells you, I'm a Christian and all that. But sometimes you kind of find it hard to see the walk of righteousness in some people. Someone said something, he said, take your eyes away from people's salvation. Of course, we need to know why Jesus came to the world to die for us. So we cannot just take our eyes away. Even though, of course, we live in a world where individual is and is entitled to what they believe and what they have in mind. We still have a responsibility of, you know, praying for them. We still have a responsibility of encouraging. We still have those, you know, responsibilities around their lives, basically, as it is. So More often than not, like I did say, it's a war of faith and doctrine. And if you look at you know, when the words of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation to John, when he basically wrote to John, in Revelation chapter, I think chapter 2 there in verse 1, unto the churches and all that, unto the churches at Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Philadelphia, Laodicea, and all that. You know, one thing stands out here. It talks about holding fast. Once you read one passage of scripture, I mean one chapter, you see hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Hold fast. And you know, the same context when you come to the letters of Paul the apostle to the church at Corinth, to Timothy. You know, it talks about, you know, remaining steadfast. You know, it's more like this thing, it's very serious, more than what we bargain for as it is. And really, it's more than that. So it's a war of faith and doctrine now. And there is a need for us to be able to, you know, guard our salvation and preserve the gift. Take a look at you walking into a store and getting, or maybe someone gives you a phone or a device, probably an iPad or something like that. I've never seen someone who was gifted a phone or who just purchased a new Android phone or iPhone and then decide to keep it somewhere without exploring its features. Maybe you walk into a store, you needed a new phone, you go to the store, you bought the phone, and then you now kept it under your bed, or you put it in a cupboard and you say, and you need to use it. Now, in making sure that that phone, one thing you want to do is to make sure that there is data on it so that you can, you know, explore all the features and everything that is inside that same device, right? Now, if you get that device, or something like that, it could be a car. Maybe you just bought a new car. You want to explore the features. You want to see how the car works. You want to see some of those things that were probably you had an old car that were not there. And, you know, you want to explore. That's the same thing with salvation. Salvation is a gift to us, but we cannot and should not retire at salvation. There are a lot of things. There are depths in God that God himself wants to show in our lives, that God wants to reveal himself. He wants to, the way to reveal himself is we pressing into him. Though we have the gift of salvation, and I would say that there are a lot of people who claim to be saved, but there is no fruit of righteousness in them, basically. So retiring at salvation is a very dangerous place to be because of the doctrines and the things that will come at us in order for that salvation to be lost. We live in a world where things changes fast. There are a lot of changes that, you know, in terms of increased knowledge, in terms of technology, in terms of exposure, in terms of, you know, different things, basically, that will come at that salvation, that will test that salvation. Though someone raises his hand and all that, you know, God expects us to go beyond just raising of hand, accepting Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. We need to go deeper than the salvation we have. If we say we have salvation, of course, it's okay. That's fine. But there are a lot of things that will come at that salvation if one is not grounded in the Word of God because of the false teachings and the different doctrines flying around, different things going on in the context of the world today. Now, it's the spiritual capital that we have as Christians, in order for us to grow, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will walk us through navigating and will help us develop our faith by, you know, by discussing with us, by opening our eyes to certain things in the Bible. You know, perhaps you've read the book of Genesis to Revelation, and then you pride yourself around. It's not enough. That I can tell you is not enough. You need to have a handle of the Word of God. And you cannot have the handle of the Word of God without the personality of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives light, that shares the light, so that you'll be able to know what you need as a fuel in order to walk this journey. The book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 talks about it as a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the Word. Okay, Paul the Apostle, in the book of Galatians, when he wrote to the Galatian church, he wrote to the church in at Corinth. If care is not taken, you know, even the new converts in Christ, like Timothy and all that, who were, you know, growing in the faith and all that, you know, if care is not taken, there is a need for, you know, at some point when you read the book of Galatians, you discover that the faith of the brethren in Galatia were shaken, basically, and Paul had to go back to them and say, you are so taken away from the truth shared with you right now, you know. And Paul talked about grievous wolves not sparing the flock in the book of Acts 20, and the book of 1 Corinthians talks about the Corinthian church who were given to lasciviousness, basically. So it's possible for someone to have salvation and to stop at that salvation and not wanting to explore and not wanting to go deeper in God. There are privileges in God. There are things God wants to share with us. There are things God wants us to know about our life, basically, about how the shape of our life should take. But if we stop at that salvation and we don't thirst for some other experiences in God, like sanctification, like the gifts of the Holy Ghost, like knowing about eternal life, know what is, you know, what it means, what eternal life means, what righteousness really means, what the fruit of the Spirit really means, what those things are, what those things do to shape our Christian faith, to make us, you know, grounded in the Word of God, so that we'll not be shaken by false teachings and doctrine that flies around now. You know, the media space is an open space, right? Anybody can post anything there as they see fit, all right? It's a good feature. It's a good, you know, technology, basically. But the whatever technology is available to us, whatever thing is available to us around us, of course, the devil has a way of leveraging on those things to stir up minds that are corrupt already, to put things in the public place, in the public space, so that, you know, we can be, so that individual can be corrupted. The goal of Satan is to make sure that a man's soul remains corrupted. And when that happens, that's where he has his power. So our job, basically, once a gift of salvation is given, there is a need for you to go deeper to know what's going on in that same faith. And that's the reason why it's very hard for you when you, I think someone said, someone was introduced, said, I'm a Christian. You say, okay, you said you're a Christian. Have you seen Jesus before? Okay, how did you come about this faith? What do you believe? How did you come about this belief? And what are your experience? And the person was interviewed and then he couldn't say much. So there is a need for us to go beyond just salvation and born again. That's fine. God's expectation is for us to grow, is for us to understand what eternal life means, what righteousness means, what the gifts of the Spirit means, what it's, you know, sanctification, what it means, the new birth, all those things. Those are, you know, those are things that we should, you know, be invest our time to know what it means, so that we can be grounded in the Word. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. When Paul the Apostle, you know, I understand the missionary journey, Paul the Apostle, church at Corinth, church at Galatia, the church at, you know, Philippi and all that, you know, anytime he goes there and then, he shares the word and all that. I mean, he has been there before, he shared the word with them and all that, then there will be something reported to him that, oh, there is fornication going on here. What's going on? Then we need to, you know. So it's not enough. You can accept salvation, but a lot of things can creep into your life unawares. So there's a need for us to go beyond, explore beyond the salvation that we have received. It is dangerous to retire at salvation. It is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous for a Christian. To feel because you are saved, you are forever saved. It is very, very, very dangerous. I've seen people who have lost that salvation, but in the eyes, in the they show that they are still saved and they are still. You can be attending churches for years, but you are not saved. You are no longer saved. Yes, it's very, very possible. And then when they ask you, you'll be given, I was converted in 19. No, you, that one has been lost. You need to be saved again. You need to experience a new birth again. You need to. Yes, because somebody that says he's saved and then is receiving bribe, is into some illegal things and all that, then he still claims he's saved. He's still sinning, he's still fornicating, he's still fighting, he's still doing things that, you know, the sinners will do, you know, he's still doing, you know, you can still see the works of unrighteousness in him. You can still see that this person is corrupt, this person is, you know, and he still claims, he still refers to the 1975 when he raised up his hand that I accept Jesus. And that one, as you have lost that one. You need to be saved. We need to understand that beyond salvation are grace. We need to understand that beyond salvation are mercies. What are these things? What does all these things mean? When you search the scripture, you will discover that, you know, Peter, while following Jesus, Jesus Christ had to call him and say, okay, see, I have prayed for you that your faith fail thee not. But when you are converted, what do you do? Strengthen your brethren. When thou art converted, strengthen your brethren. So it is important for us to understand that the world in which we live right now, it's a world that different things, different doctrines, and different corruption will come at. In fact, you're even seeing the corruption. It's not some before gonna. They used to hide it, but now it's physical. It's bold. It's not something that they hide. It's not something that they hide. It's physical. When people cast spells now, they cast it openly. There is not something that they. It's not something hidden. It's open. When people want to practice different kind of, do different kind of. Malpractices and some other things that are spiritual, they are now, you cannot, it's, oh, you want to learn about how to be an herbalist, there is a course for it. You can go online and look for it. You can go online, yes, you can go online and do a course about that. Just the way you can go online, you want to be a pastor, you can go online, do a course, they will issue you a certificate, and then you'll be called a pastor so and so, and then you go and establish your own shop and then start. Yes, all those things are no longer hidden again. They are physical. You go to stores, you see different kind of books, witchcraft books, this one books, different books, how to cast spell, how to do this, how, different kind of books. It's not before they used to hide it. They used to, now it's bold. Just the way you carry Bible around, that's the way it is now. So beyond salvation, we need to know what God, we need to be established. We need to understand the goal of God for our lives. We need to understand it. And you can only understand it through the spiritual capital that God has made available by the person of the Holy Spirit. Yes, by the person of the Holy Spirit. This is an age where you ask someone, when last did you read, did you study the Bible? It's been a while, though. Maybe a month ago. It's been a while. Maybe I should go back. And this is someone that is converted. May God have mercy on us. Our generation, we are, may God help us. This is the age where you have someone, when was the last time you seek the face of God or something like that? You know, I understand you have a challenge ahead of you. When was the last time you seek the face of God? And then the person say, seeking the face of God, that one is, it's been a year. And you want to withstand the challenges that life will throw at you. You want to overcome the devil's darts that he will throw at you. Yes, you need, beyond salvation, a depth in God. God wants to, God is interested in our lives. He loves us so much. Yes, I can tell you that God loves us so much. And that's the reason why he wants to show forth his strength in our lives. Majority of us, we want to help God. By all means, we want to try to, we want to do things or everything, even the one that we feel this one needs supernatural ability, this one needs miracle, this one needs, we want to help ourselves. And that's the reason why the faith of some has been taken away, with the challenges they have. When you ask someone, this sickness that you say, how long have you had it? He said this, and the sickness has been there. And because medication in North America here, it's, and some other part of the world, it's almost free, right? People don't, miracles have been, is something that they have kept under the bed. They've kept it under the bed. They don't see it as, they don't see God as someone who can heal them. They don't see God as someone who can deliver them from any form of, oppression and, whatever they are going through. And that's a lie the devil tried to paint to those who retire at salvation. Don't retire at salvation. Don't retire at salvation. You need to move beyond salvation. You need to move beyond salvation. If this message is coming to you today and you have already retired at salvation, go and put on your boxers and say, no, I'm not going to retire at this salvation. I want to explore. I want to know what eternal life, I want to know what mercy is. I want to know what miracles. I want to explore the kingdom of God. When the Holy Spirit sees your heart, that thing is coming from a steered mind that is sincere, that's the only way the Holy Spirit can partner with you. Yes, the God sees our mind now. He sees everything that goes on within us. He knows, even in church, when we are praying, he knows those who are just muttering words or those who are just attendants. He knows our commitment to his own will. He sees beyond that. Even when you camouflage to be a Sunday school teacher, but your mind is not in that Sunday school, he knows. He sees everything. Even when you pray and you're just shouting, disturbing everybody, but your heart is in the football match that you want to go and watch, he sees everything. I can tell you now, God sees everything. He sees everything. Beyond salvation. I want you to challenge yourself today. I want you to look within yourself. Yes, it calls for an introspection. Challenge yourself today. Have you retired at salvation or you are exploring? Have you retired at salvation? If you have retired at salvation, saddle up. Yes, because there is more things that will come in this end time that will come at you that you will now be looking at. You'll be looking for where is my salvation? Where have I thrown this? Yes, a lot of things because majority of we are so-called Christians, basically, or we identify with Christ, we don't know the depth of Satan. We have no clue to the depth of Satan. We have no clue. Yes, we have no clue. And for you to have a clue, you need to go beyond salvation. There are things God wants to do in our lives. There are blessings He wants to release upon us. There are miracles He wants to perform in our lives. Even those around us, even maybe not us, maybe those that need miracles, those that need healing. There are things He wants to do through us. But because different things have taken over, it's almost sweeping away the salvation that we say we have. I believe our faith in God is almost sweeping it away because of the different activities and noises of the world that has come to us. So far, we have decided to retire at salvation. So my challenge for you today is to steer you up and to steer myself up too. Me that I'm talking, to steer myself up, everybody we are involved in, to steer us up. Don't retire at salvation. The devil is happy when somebody retires at salvation and is not, exploring some other privileges of the kingdom. He's not interested in other things because maybe something, something comes at them and then they just give up. They just say, well, I'm safe. You will be shocked what you will be doing thereafter, and then you will now be you yourself. You now sit there and say, How did I get here? And there are a lot of people that are asking themselves that same questions, basically. How did they get here? By design, man is meant to be an explorer. By design, the way God designs us, we are curious beings. We want to know. That's the reason why somebody can sit there and say, I want to go into space. I want to explore one of the planets. I want to, can't we just create something that will generate electricity? We are curious beings by design. And that's the way God wants us to explore Him. He wants us to, there are things hidden in God that when God reveals it to you, and then you begin, wow, so this thing exists. Yes, that it doesn't exist to you, you have not seen it, does not mean that it does not exist. There are a lot of things that exist in the economy of God that we have not come across. And that's the reason why you see a lot of frustrated people who claim to be Christians, but they've abandoned their faith. They retired at salvation. They say, this thing, it's like I don't want to. They just left everything and then decide to do things by themselves. So the age in which we are right now, sometimes you come, like I did say, you come across words like hold fast, be steadfast. You know, they almost look like war commands, like, things that, as if you are warring. Yes, it's true. For you to keep that salvation is war. Yes, for you to keep your salvation and for you to go beyond salvation, you need to war. You need to war. Otherwise, what will be commanding your obedience, what you will be subjected to, will be according to your flesh. You will not be able to, the things of the spirit will no longer make meanings to you if you retire at salvation. So there is a need for us to go deeper. Someone said, how deeper can I be in God? You can go deeper. deeper, deeper in God. Someone share an experience of a man of God, Apostle Babalola, you know, who someone was traveling and then a woman was traveling and gave her, a woman was traveling, gave him some money that she made for him to keep for her, because I think maybe he only trusted that man. So, and then the man kept the money under his pillow or something. I said, he now said, please, man of God, release God's blessing on me. Then he prayed for her. After praying for her, the woman left. Then someone came, another person came. He said, the person maybe was crying, say, I need this. He said, okay, how much do you need? Okay, go to that place. Money that belongs to someone else. He said, go to that place. Whatever you need, take it from that money. Another person came again. He said, so when the owner of the money came, he went, God has been with me. God has been faithful. The money I kept with you, please, I need it back. He said, he pointed the woman, go to the place where you kept that money and take it. By the time the woman got, it was the same amount that was there. So there are debts in God that we trivialized. In Him are privileges. So let's go beyond salvation. Let's go beyond retiring at salvation. And when God sees our heart that we are ready to explore Him, He is willing to show forth His strength in our lives. Jesus Christ said something. He said, without signs and wonders, you people, you will not believe. You will not believe. Yes, that talks about the depth in God. So I want us to bow down our heads today and ask God that God will have mercy on us. That this journey that we are walking with Him, that He will open our eyes to see the deeper things that are available, the privileges available in His kingdom to us. In Jesus' name. Let's close our eyes as we pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray. We thank you for today. We bless your name. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to learn in your word that it is important for us not to retire at salvation, but to go deeper with you. Lord, we pray for grace today. We pray for mercy, that you will help us, O Lord, to be stirred up in our spirit, to be able to go deeper with you and to fellowship with you in Jesus' name. Where we have failed, you will help us to rise again and stir up our spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are praying, we are asking for grace, that you will pour out your grace upon our lives, because with you are privileges. Help us, O Lord, to enjoy and to begin to enjoy the privileges of sonship in your kingdom in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for we know it is done. Lord, let your presence abide with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.